From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Three men have been arrested by Visalia police, charged in the shooting deaths of three teens at the Golden West High School. They were gunned down back of May of 2020, looks to be gang-related and connected to drugs and a weapons trafficking ring that reached all the way down to Texas and into Mexico. A referendum drive in Butte County to overturn the newly drawn legislative maps has failed. Two members of the Butte County Board of Supervisors claim the map was gerrymandered for political gain. They've been trying to get 8,900 valid signatures from local residents to put the map up for vote, but it didn't happen. On the COVID patrol, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office says it's going to be releasing more than 200 inmates early to help curtail the effects of the COVID outbreak at their jails. They have 76 positive COVID cases right now at the main jail, some 48 positive cases at another jail. In Sacramento County, people are getting tested now at record numbers for COVID. The positivity rate has spiked dramatically in recent days. They were at about 6% before the holiday, but now closer to 40%. Public health officials say they're hoping these current record peaks are going to level off sometime in the next couple of weeks anyway. Easy money, always a seduction for crooks, and they are hard at work again in California. State officials say scammers have taken to impersonating doctors now to dupe California state officials into giving them disability checks. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A prison parolee who was shot as he tried to run down police officers pleaded not guilty to two counts of attempted murder and a count of assault with a deadly weapon. Lost Coast Outpost reporting, 29-year-old Little Eagle Moon of Hoopa was struck twice on the afternoon of December 30th when Eureka Police Detective Joseph Couch fired six rifle shots at his vehicle. HSU placing among 26 nationwide finalists for the NCAA Award of Excellence honoring student-athlete leadership within the community. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.